This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. U.S. President Donald Trump has announced that Mick Mulvaney, the current director of the federal government's Office of Management and Budget, will take over as acting chief of staff after the departure of John Kelly at the end of the year. AP's Mike Gracia reports.
President Donald Trump has announced Budget Director Mick Mulvaney will be his acting chief of staff, replacing John Kelly, whose resignation takes effect at the end of the year. The president announced the appointment in a tweet late Friday, saying Mulvaney has done an outstanding job as budget director. It was not immediately clear how long Mulvaney will be chief of staff. Nick Ayers, the chief of staff for Vice President Mike Pence, was President Trump's first choice, but he pulled himself out of consideration earlier in the week. Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie withdrew from consideration Friday. Mike Gracia, Washington.
President Trump's former personal attorney, Michael Cohen, said Friday that he believes the president is not telling the truth about being in the room when there were discussions of paying money to two women who alleged they had affairs with Trump during the 2016 campaign. As AP's Sagar Magani reports, Cohen made the statement in a television interview Friday.
Facing 3 years in federal prison after cooperating with prosecutors, Cohen says he's coming clean, telling ABC News' George Stephanopoulos the president was behind the hush money payments. Cohen did not give any evidence. The president at first denied even knowing about the payments and then said they were private transactions, not violations of campaign finance law, and denied directing Cohen to break the law. When asked if the president knew the payments were wrong, Cohen said, "Of course." Sagar Magani at the White House.
For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, log on to our website, voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News.